again, Shoreline family. It's me, your local youth pastor, Jermaine Harrison, and we are continuing our summer Shoreline series we're calling High School Heroes, where we've been observing the lives of teenagers in the Bible and seeing their heroic faith that led to a heroic way of living, and observing principles and applying things to our lives that we can learn from them that are relevant today in 2020 and beyond. And I've been so encouraged to learn from God's word along with you guys. And so today we're continuing our series by looking at three friends that kind of go together, three teenagers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you've never heard of them, they are the friends of Daniel. The book of Daniel records their story, and we're going to see and learn from them how you and I can be bold, brave, and courageous because of a community of others who are bold, brave, and courageous. And so on that note, the way I want to kick us off is by asking you to think about a time where you felt brave, where you felt bold, where you felt courageous enough to take action because you were surrounded by friends and trusted individuals that were also brave and courageous and bold. And a funny, you know, simple example of that is a couple of years ago, I was up in Missouri at Kanaka Camps. A lot of you probably have heard of it or even been there. And so you're familiar with Table Rock Lake. It's this huge lake that, you know, you take boats out on, etc. But you also know that that lake is really, really cold all year round, and obviously more cold, even colder in the fall. And so I was there in October-ish, you know, about 5 or 6 years ago, and our group of friends were standing around hanging, playing some games, and then we made the decision, hey, we're gonna jump into the Table Rock Lake. You climb up this really tall ladder and jump off this maybe 30-foot high diving board into the freezing cold water of Table Rock Lake. And of course, no one wants to do it at first because it's cold and because, you know, it's really high. And, you know, as we stood around all nervous, one person went first. And when that person went first, I got the boldness, the bravery, and the courage to do the same thing. And so I climbed all the way up this, you know, 20-foot ladder, jumped off this diving board into this freezing cold water, and other people did the same thing as well. And it was just a funny moment of doing something fun and crazy that has application in our lives today. That in that moment, that silly moment of being afraid to jump into the water until someone else had done it before us, we learned or saw that lesson play out. That when others are brave, bold, and courageous, it emboldens us. It helps us to be brave, bold, and courageous. And so in the book of Daniel, we're going to see that play out in the lives of these three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so just to give you a quick context, the Jewish nation had been taken into exile by the Babylonians. You heard about this a few weeks ago when Austin taught on Daniel himself. And so Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, stood up to the culture, stood firm on their convictions, as you've heard before, when they were being trained in the ways of the nation of Babylon. They wanted to stand firm on the way of God and His word. And so we know that story, but there's a couple other stories I want to highlight of how these guys emboldened and strengthened each other. And so in Daniel chapter 2, the king, King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, he has this dream that's really disturbing, and he doesn't know what it means. And so he asks all of the wise men of Babylon, hey, what does this mean? Who can interpret this dream? And they're all like, none of us can do this. Only gods can. And so Nebuchadnezzar goes crazy, and he's like, I'm going to kill every one of the wise men in Babylon, which of course includes Daniel and his three friends. And so Daniel hears this news, and in Daniel chapter 2, I'm going to read verses 17, 18, and part of verse 19. He goes home, it says in verse 17 of Daniel chapter 2. Then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And if you notice, there's different names in the text, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And it's because the Babylonians gave these three young men a different name than the one they started out with. Anyways, verse 18. He urged them to plead for mercy from the God of heaven concerning this mystery. And so in other words, Daniel is like, guys, my roommates, can you imagine that? Your best friends, your roommates who are following God with you, all four of you guys are in peril of dying. And you go home to your friends and you tell them the situation, and your first response is, we gotta pray. We have to ask God. We have to invite God to lead us, to guide us, and to shepherd us through this very dangerous moment. And that's what Daniel and his friends do. They are bold, brave, and courageous to bring their cares, to bring this struggle before the God of the universe. God answers their prayer. Nebuchadnezzar's dream is interpreted by Daniel. And Daniel and his three friends are promoted and given more leadership and more opportunity because they stood firm and stood trusting in the God of the universe in that moment and just prayed. That's so encouraging to know that you have that ability. If you're a follower of Jesus, that you can go before the throne of grace where you can find help in times of need. One more story I want to share with you from the lives of these three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And it's in Daniel chapter 3. If you've never read this, I encourage you to check it out. Such an incredible story. And so in Daniel chapter 3, King Nebuchadnezzar builds this idol. This huge, tall idol made out of different precious metals that everyone is supposed to bow down and worship. And you know who decides that they're not going to do that? Daniel and his boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They decide that the only God they worship is the true God of the universe, our God, our Savior. The God of the universe. And so they decide, hey, we're not going to listen to this king, and whatever happens to us is going to happen to us. And obviously, everyone else sees that they're not obeying this rule that the king has put into place. And so they tell the king, hey, these guys are not bowing down. And so King Nebuchadnezzar confronts the three friends. And I want you to notice what happens in Daniel chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 16 through 18. So they're in trouble for not worshiping this false idol. And they're in front of the king. And the king is frustrated that they're not listening to him. Look at verses 16 through 18 of Daniel chapter 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. And he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not do it, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold that you have set up. And so we see them boldly, courageously standing together and standing up for what they believe, which is a full devotion and commitment to God and a rejection of any other false idol or false god that may be put in their lives, even if it costs them their lives. And so King Nebuchadnezzar is like, okay, you don't want to listen to me, into the fiery furnace you go. And so the men that bring these three friends and throw them into the fiery furnace, they die because the fire is so hot. But if you keep reading in Daniel chapter 3, you see that these guys are walking around in the fire. They're no longer bound, and there's a fourth person in there. Some would say there's another in the fire. If you've ever sung that song, this is where that premise comes from. That these three young men, these teenagers who stood up for what they believe, who stood firm on their convictions together, were protected and preserved by the God of the universe. But even if they weren't protected and preserved in this moment, they would still stand firm on what they believe. And so here's the principle I want to leave you with as we wrap up. If you want to be a difference maker for Christ, if you want to impact your friends, your family, your friend groups, your school, whatever spheres of influence you find yourself in, if you want to be a difference maker for Christ, one of the best things you can do is surround yourself with other teenagers committed to Christ and to making a difference. The reason Shadrach was able to stand firm on what he believed to be true was because he also had Meshach, and Meshach had Shadrach and Abednego, and their names are crazy, but the principle is the same. If you want to be a difference maker for Christ, surround yourself with other teenagers who are committed to walking in full devotion to Christ and helping you do the same. And so some of you guys, man, you need to take a hard look, honestly, at your friend group and look at how these individuals are influencing you or not influencing you to follow Jesus. And there's a lot more that we can learn from the lives of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But the point I want to drive home to you, again, is that if you want to be a difference maker for Christ, the best thing you can do, one of the best things you can do, is surround yourself with others who are committed to being bold, brave, and courageous for Christ. Hope this was an encouragement to you. We love y'all. Have a great week of worship.